It's what this town is. Most of these houses were Airbnbs. We had zero problems. We go there, we do our job, people understand, and they correct the problem, and we don't see them again. So I think the track that we've taken, the path we've taken, is the best possible. I'm going to continue to enforce it. We've only had one call this year. 2018, we had four calls. One in April, one in September, two in October. They were spread out throughout the year. We had 2019, we're 4 months into it, almost five. We've had one call, and we doubled. And it was one night, and we have it on video, God bless police video, because the call, if you listen to the 911 tape or the audio from the person calling in, it was like, there's people outside, could be 10, could be 50. Nah, it was about 8. It's on video. We responded. It was a bunch of older gentlemen, middle-aged gentlemen. It was a wedding party, and they had cigars, and they were smoking outside, and they were just chilling. When the officers got there, the call was unfounded. Now, that's not to say that the residents didn't find it disturbing or loud, but when we went there, we told the gentleman, hey guys, this is what we got going on, and we're like, hey, sorry, we'll take it inside. And sometimes a little bit of diplomacy goes a long way. So when it comes to the noise complaints, I commend the city for putting a little bite to our bark. And working with Jimmy, I think we've nailed this. I think we've done all along the same procedure. We issue where it's necessary. Some people will never be satisfied, but I do understand where they're coming from. So I'll continue to go the extra effort for that neighborhood. I know the people. I know the Fishers, Cubby. I know all of them. We've talked to the Freeman. These are good people. I understand. Some people's tolerance are higher and lower than other people. But a complaint is a complaint, and we will deal with it the same exact way. So I think this is going to be a non-issue. You know, if they call and they let us know, that's the kid. And not wait till it pisses them off so bad where they want to just go on social media and throw up. The moment they think it's getting out of hand is the time when you call, and we go there before it gets out of hand, and we're like, hey, you know. And we do that, and it's working. So if we can get that across to the residents, I think we've got a winner there. So, and I don't think you're going to see that problem this summer. If there is a problem, there's going to be a lot of tickets issued and there'll be arrests. And that's the bottom line. So,
10 o'clock,
but here's the problem. And the problem, and I use Buffalo Avenue because, like I said, it's gotten the most publicity. These calls, 9 out of 10 times of these 27 calls, I'm going to say 20 or more, 9 of them were unfounded. But of the 20 that were found, some of the people were getting dropped off or picked up. So you have a group of people out front that are talking. Buffalo's not a wide street, and it's tight. And with Castle Braystow, it's kind of like a big amplifier there, because it's just the way it's built. So you're going to hear everything on that block. It's a close, tight block. So when these people are getting picked up and dropped off, they're going to be noisy. So we're going to respond. 9 out of 10 times by the time we get there, they're gone. Because those 5 minutes waiting for the people to get picked up, or the 5 minutes of getting out, they're in by the time we're in. So, not to say the complaints aren't valid, but we are responding properly and we are issuing when it is necessary. And we do take every complaint serious. So, there we go, that's me. In a nutshell.
Thank you. We met yesterday and talked a lot of this through Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I think your plan, trying to solve it at the beginning, let everybody know that, hey guys, these are the rules. I think that's going to work very well. I think us passing the ordinance is going to give you guys backup. And if it does that, and we've got something to deal with the owner.
Yep.
Look, we don't want to deter people coming to our community. We are a resort town. As much as everybody wants to say we're this just a year-round residency, we're not. Our population goes from about 9,500 to 10,000 to about 35 or 40 in the summer weekends. So we are a resort town. We're going to have that noise on weekends. And it's just part of it. I was looking on my phone, and I apologize for doing that. But I have a decimeter on my phone. I used to. They update, delete stuff.
You say that was a violation of noise ordinance?
So 55 decibels is what you're hearing right now.
Well,
that's the loudest after 10 p.m. at your property.
And anybody bringing out the trash is going to make that much noise.
Yeah, there's really no one's arguing that that's not a
annoying, but it's also part of living on a shore community with 25 foot lots.
But we're going to take it a step further. We're going to try and contact Airbnb. I mean, we're doing everything we can to let these people know in advance. We're not trying to say don't come to Ventnor, just the opposite. Just be aware of your surroundings.
Be respectful to people.
That's all it is. And I'm telling you, I mean, I thought in looking through the last 7 years, I thought I was going to find hundreds of calls for that property. And there's not. But I don't know how many times they didn't call when they were upset and they wanted to. Right. So that's why we're taking this serious. And I'm going to say that this ordinance itself is based on that property. And that's the one, that's kind of like, you know, the poster child for this whole ordinance. It's based on that. So we use that as our ground zero. And we deal with that one way. We're going to deal with everybody in the same way, which we've done all along. Is we try to go after people. Multiple times we're there, we issue the same person. If the house becomes an issue, like an animal house, we go after the owner. Now we're going to do it. We're going to go to the house. We're going to talk to the people. We're giving them fact sheets. Welcome to Ventnor. Please don't do this. It's a smart move. Other cities have been doing it. The Ocean City way, the down south way. And it's just the same with, even with like Hatteras, if you run a big house there, they don't have these issues because there's a fact sheet. People know what they're getting into, know what they can and can't do. That's probably the only missing piece, and we're going to address that now, too. So I don't see this being an issue.
You think you drive the water up as well?
We send out welcome letters when people come. We want that to be connected.
That's even, it's a homeowner. I mean, it's a wider line.
They, well, how about when they do rentals with you, and you guys can give the letter from there?
Well, I'd like to go to Airbnb, and we're looking into that, see if they can post, you know, with Ventnor. There's certain things that are specific to Ventnor. It might help people when they're looking. Right. You know, we're not a party town. It's just not, we do party, but it's not labeled as a party town. So I think that's good, knowing if I'm going to rent something, rent a property, and bring all my buddies down, I want to know if they're going to tolerate me or if it's going to cost me a $500 bill. Just that, so, like I said, we're on the right path for this.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. And we tweaked it, and I think we're everybody working together. It says Jimmy, everybody, we got this.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Chief.
Yep.
Okay, so we've done our department head, am I right? Everybody's done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need a quick bathroom break, and then we'll move forward. And
motion to take a 5 minute recess.
Motion to take a 5 minute recess.
You got any of us a second?
Second. So all in favor?
Aye.
No, we do not. Motion to go out of recess and into our regular meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. We have no minutes tonight to discuss. We do have a public hearing on our municipal budget. Then we will have a resolution on to amend our municipal budget, and then we will have a resolution to adopt our municipal budget. We will have an ordinance 2019-013, and that is ordinance City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, amending section 115 fees, fish and pier regulations of the Code of the City of Ventnor. And also in this ordinance, we have 4th of July, the air show, and 3 Saturdays at the Commission's discretion for free access to the pier. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So why we're doing this is every year in the past, we've done it by resolution,
yeah.
But by ordinance, it's done once.
Okay. The next, we will have a public hearing and the adoption of the following ordinances. First one is 2019-010, an ordinance of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, amending Chapter 214, Vehicles and Traffic, Part 1, Traffic and Parking, Article 11, Schedule, Section 214-47, Schedule, what is that, 2011, I'm not doing 19, for our speed limit. I can't do Roman numerals tonight. That is changing the speed limit from 35 to 25 on Atlantic Avenue. Am I correct?
Yes.
The next is resolution 2019-011, ordinance supplementing chapter 10 of the Code of the City of Ventnor regarding the municipal court. And that is just a language change in there for our public defender and our prosecutor, right?
Just memorializing those positions, correct.
The next is resolution 2019-012, and that's ordinance amending chapter 170 of the Code of the City of Ventnor to prohibit smoking at the Ventnor beaches, the boardwalk, and Ventnor-owned indoor public facilities and recreation areas. Anything on that? We're good? Okay. The next, I will go down the list of resolutions that we will adopt by consent. And I will footnote the ones that were already discussed by Ed Stinson and Ernie Grass, so we won't have to discuss anything on there, and people that have been sitting here don't have to hear it again. First one's resolution 2019-156, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing hours, hourly costs, and enforcement schedules for our parking meters within the City of Ventnor. And this is from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. the Friday of Memorial Day weekend until the Labor Day Monday.
September
30th. Okay.
May I add something? This is really just taking a few resolutions we have pertaining to parking and putting them in one.
Okay.
Making it much more clearer. You know, something, you know, we may have done one in the latter part of the year for October through for the holidays. And when you pull it up, if you pull one up, you got to know, oh, there's two others to look at. So we just took everything and put it in one.
Maybe what a suggestion is, once we adopt this tonight, get a post with some of this language out on our website and our social media page, so it's out there, so people can see it.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Next is resolution 2019-157, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a tax abatement agreement for Block 60, Lot 9.03, also known as 1 South Dudley Avenue. The next is 2019-158, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a tax abatement agreement for Block 172, Lot 5.04, also known as 6511 Monmouth Avenue. The next is 2019-159, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a tax abatement agreement for Block 172, Lot 5.02, also known as 6509 Monmouth Avenue. The next is 2019-160, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a tax abatement agreement for Block 172, Lot 13.02, also known as 6705 Monmouth Avenue. The next two, resolution 161 and 162, just for the record, were tax abatements and the properties were sold, so it's going into the new owner's name. Am I correct, Lisa?
Correct.
Okay, so the next one is 2019-161, resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing execution of the tax abatement continuation agreement for Block 202, Lot 14, also known as 228 North Oxford Avenue. The next is 2019-162, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing the execution of the tax abatement continuation agreement for Block 199, Lot 19.02, also known as 5401 Monmouth Avenue. The next was discussed by Ernie, and it is resolution 2019-163, and that is the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing an emergency repair from Lafayette Avenue Pump Station not to exceed $3,150. Next is resolution 2019-164, resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, approving a street opening permit hardship for Block 79, Lot 20.01, on behalf of Fran Goldlicker. And these already were done through the public hearing, am I correct? We did all that, right?
We had it here.
Yes, so everything's done. This is the resolution.
Yep,
just for the record, I wanted to... The next is resolution 2019-165, resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, approving a street opening permit hardship for Block 216, Lot 5.02, on behalf of Silver Shore Homes LLC, and there was a public hearing at our last meeting on that as well. Am I correct, Tim?
Yes.
The next is 2019-166, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing the release of a performance bond for the Atlantic Region Food Corp., a.k.a. Dunkin' Donuts, and going into a maintenance bond. Am I correct, Lisa?
Correct.
Which is less money.
Correct.
Any discussion on that?
What that is there, once you get site plan approval, you're required to place the bond, and then you build it the way it was approved and built. And then they have a maintenance bond that will run for 2 years after that.
Okay. You okay with that, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yep, absolutely. Next is Resolution 2019-167, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, amending Resolution 107 of 2019, authorizing an emergency repair for Fulton Harbor to Sanitary Pump Station for $95.90. You okay with that?
The pump that I'm talking about, right. We have a spare, it'll be functional in case we have it down, one goes down.
The next is Resolution 2019-168, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing a refund for a tax overpayment. Next is Resolution 2019-169, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, amending Resolution 228 of 2018, authorizing the City of Ventnor to apply for and accept sub-grant award of the federal fiscal year 2018, the Department of Homeland Security Emergency Management Performance Grant, perform funding, and for the City Chief Financial Officer to amend the budget and certify the availability of funds. You okay with that?
Went from $20,000 to $20,019.
Yes, it was, yes, we originally did it. It was off by 19.
Yeah. Okay.
Just really a little correction. Yes, yeah. But that's pre-app. Next is Resolution 2019-170, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, awarding a bid for Atlantic Avenue Bikeway to Zone Stripping LLC in the amount of $2,010.356.77. And this was something that Ed Stinson discussed, am I correct?
Correct.
He did,
that
yes. And the award dollar amount is supplemented by $190,000 grant, correct?
Okay.
So that was discussed earlier.
$200,000 for the value, $30,000.
Exactly. Okay. The next is Resolution 2019-171, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, awarding a bid for the reconstruction of Newport Avenue in the amount of $241,627.20, and that it was discussed by Ed as well in our workshop portion. The next is Resolution 2019-172, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing a contract to Rubbercycle LLC for drainage, repairs, and replacement of our PlaySafe rubber surface in the amount of $274,532.30. That was discussed by Ed Stinson as well. The next is Resolution 2019-173, resolution of City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing seasonal part-time employment to Shauna M. Kelly as a parking enforcement officer. And Chief Biagi alluded to our staffing for the summer. The next is Resolution 2019-174, resolution of City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, authorizing a contract to the MRC, Inc., Game Time Playground Equipment for the installation of the new playground equipment, the amount of $130,825.61, and to my memory, Ed spoke about it, and it's three playgrounds. I think it's all our playgrounds except the Shore ones, am I right?
This includes Liberty, or Library Park, excuse me, Titus Field, and Farmers Park.
Yes, so it's three left field.
And just some explanation on that. So all these parks had existing equipment. Just gets beat up in our environment. It has nothing to do with the design, it's just the seashore environment. To repair the equipment, it would have cost more money than to replace them. Because we can't do it, it has to be done by a certified playground contractor. They are few and far between to find, and they're very expensive, because they know that. So we priced it out, this is the best way to go. So we're getting new equipment on each of these parks.
Seashore not new equipment, they will repair that to the Leathers Corporation who designed and installed that equipment. They will come in and fix issues. All right?
Yeah.
And the major improvement there is the surface. That is a fully handicapped accessible, ADA accessible playground. That entire park is accessible by wheelchair for those who can't get around on uneven surfaces. So it's a really, it's a positive thing that our community got together several years ago and installed. Some issues with the underground drainage, so we're going to fix that. And it's over $400,000 in recreational expenses that I think are well spent in the community. So,
yeah.
Just to say, we did try and do it repairs, but can't do it.
Next is Resolution 2019-175, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, awarding Walters Marine Construction for the redecking and repairs to 5 Boardwalk Finger Piers in the amount of $22,426.38. Again, Ed Stinson discussed this. Are we good with all the ones for consent?
Yes.
Gentlemen? Okay. We will then have approval of our bills and our payroll. Do we have any discussion items?
Yes,
sir. Two discussion items? Okay, so we discuss them now. I can't say.
First is W. Adams Pugh.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So our first one is 613 North Dudley Avenue. The resident is requesting a street opening hardship. Is the resident here?
So Ed gave me their a letter. A lot of these, we're going to see a lot of these, and Ed's going to make a presentation in our next meeting about an ordinance change on these. So part of the reason we're seeing these now, more of them, is the fact that as new development comes into these lots, a lot of times the, what we call corporation, where the water line ties into our main, is old, very old. It can be several, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. So we want that replaced. It provides a better connection, it's safer. Some of these old ones were lead, so we want to get that out. So that's why we're seeing these. Corrosion is a problem. So as part of the application for your water connection, we'll do some research through Ernie's office, and he'll determine whether or not that corporation and the connection to the house is of an age that we should replace. This one is. That's why this one is coming for us, and I would support this application for a hardship. And I think we're going to amend our ordinance to look, if we're telling them they have to do it, it's not on them. It's
right,
on us.
Right, right.
They're paying for it,
right.
But they shouldn't have to get a waiver.
Right. This process needs to be adjusted.
So I think Ed's going to reach out to you, Tim, and get something better that'll help this process move forward a little bit quicker. Get better utilities, so to speak, in the street, and we'll be better off.
I agree.
Right.
Anything we do on resolution?
I'll reach out to the applicant. We'll put it on for 613 period, and we'll memorialize the resolution on June 22nd.
Okay, does that work for them?
We'll call them tomorrow, but that's
okay.
Because they have their advertising, all that.
We can't do it for our next meeting.
I don't know if we'll get their advertising done.
We'll try.
Yeah, I can
if
offer
if they can do it, we can work with them.
Okay.
All right, yeah, right. It's like a 6-week process, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to
yeah, okay, I agree totally. Jim?
Yes.
You're good with that? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Our next discussion item is boardwalk advertising.
So I asked for this to be added. I appreciate you guys kind of saving it a little bit, I guess.
For, yes.
Since I wasn't here last meeting. And one of the things that maybe I'd like to discuss what's included and not included in this ordinance of clearing. One of the things that I'd like to discuss is getting the banners on the boardwalk on this, and not just in a way that we can put them out to bid or something to get them for advertising. I think that it's done in other cities in a tasteful way where 10 to 50% of that lower end of that banner is the only part that the name works.
That one view, okay. Seeing that, I'm a lot more comfortable with
okay.
That. What I didn't want to see was, you know, I'm going to pick Domino's Pizza, you know, 4 foot high on the boardwalk.
No.
It's at the bottom, the thing will be a dolphin, it will be some kind of...
Whatever they are now. But now, that being said, the less material you have, the less money you can
understand
garner for advertising. But I think that the city is in a place where we have to look outside the box a little bit to get
revenue that we didn't have before, that, you know, just for the everyday increases and the things that are on our table today. Right? There's nothing that's not expensive. So here's a way of maybe making this package a little more lucrative to the bidder and our, and the city. So I appreciate that you can kind of see that.
Yeah, I when I saw banners, I saw the full banner being
Pizza Hut everywhere.
Exactly.
So this is still a decorative banner that you see in cities on, and as the primary reaction you get is that it's a decorative banner.
Right.
Below it you say
sponsored by,
brought to you by.
I'm very much.
And the other thing is that you're looking at giving businesses and vendor the first chance to bid on it. I think that should be in that.
Can we do that now?
Can you give vendor-based businesses like first shot at these at this advertising?
Well, I don't understand. In other words, to be the person that places these banners, or to have their advertisements?
To have their advertisements.
To have their name on the banner itself. So they would be paying whoever won the RFP.
Okay, so we're going out to bid for the person that will get the advertisers.
Right.
And the banner. So can that person say,
put in the bid specs that we encourage them to try to get their advertisements from local businesses.
Right.
Yes.
But we can't.
I don't think we can.
I don't think you get it stronger than that.
Okay. Right. And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Which they would do anyway.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So. So then what does this, if we incorporate
this includes, that? Basically this is a vendor that will lease out that space on our banners.
Right.
On our boardwalk. And other vendors.
Right.
Boats and whatever else we're talking about.
We talk about the also having some type of signage on the pergolas that are out there.
Yes, most definitely. That's gonna be a little that might be a little different because there's going to be, that's not just saying, all right, it's going to be $100 a season or $100, well, I'm throwing it on that. I would like to see these three pavilions need significant improvements to that. Their age.
Yeah.
What I would like to see, that might be a little bit different bid,
right?
Because that might be a set up where, all right, you're going to spend $10,000, $20,000 to repair this, and you get naming rights to that for 3 years. Or something along those
lines. So maybe that's outside of this.
To me, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't think this should be in that.
I think this should be a recurring source of revenue.
Yes, agreed.
Every season,
completely.
We get banners. We get we talked about the senior van. That.
Well, that's not in
the
language yet.
No.
You have in this language. You have the lifeguard stand.
Yeah, well, we changed that from the landfill discussion.
Right.
And there was going to be a sponsorship, I think, of the pavilion, but that's separate from this.
This says lifeguard stand still in.
Right. Right.
Well, is that the most, what do you have?
I only have what we had from last time. I was
in the north. It's just getting amended. It's just getting amended.
Okay.
We spoke last time. It's not out yet, but it's getting amended. So, my understanding from our Lansing business district, flags in the business district. So if this is the same where it should only be like about a quarter of that flag, let us know so Kathy will get it in, you know, the bid write-up.
Why are you saying flags?
The banners.
The banners that are the flags? They're the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Banners.
No, but we have banners that are the...
No, you're not sponsoring the...
I didn't think so. Thank you. That's why I was asking.
Clear.
That's fine.
Okay.
I was concerned when you said flags, but the banners that are the American flag
that nothing is on there.
So we talk about the business district, and Ed's going to get us a number of poles, and then we have to decide every third pole.
Well,
we have to talk about it.
Yeah, and there's only certain poles we can put something on.
Right, so he's going to let us know.
The other aspect of that is if they're in the commercial district on Vetner, Dorset, and Atlantic Avenue, I don't have a problem with that being almost their full advertising.
Okay.
Where I'm concerned about the
commercial aspect is on the boardwalk.
Right.
That's where I think it should be more of a.
It's a public space.
More subliminal almost.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that your doors
could
span the
entire
building?
Or the majority thereof. It could be a larger percentage.
This is my business,
so I don't know how we sell that.
Well, is it appropriate that if there's someone that is in this business and an audience that could,
yeah,
that could have a, they could offer us?
Do you want like
a Greg, because I have a question. These banners are the people that, let's talk about the boardwalk, are the people that are sponsoring the banners, having the banners produced, or is it something like you just sew on to the bottom third or bottom quarter of the banners?
No, they would be producing the banners.
They would be producing the banners and paying for that cost.
Correct. Yeah. It's part of it, it would be designed into the graphic of the banner. I think the city would have an approval for the, you know, for the design, so that it's appropriate.
So the banners that are up there now would be gone, and they'd be replaced by new banners similar to those banners, but with advertisements on the bottom third or bottom quarter.
Right, and they might be repurposed if those that
are not
right.
We may put the ones that we have up somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So one of the things, I'll follow up on Commissioner Kriebel's question. We have a member of our Veterinary Advisory Committee. This is his expertise. He's sitting in the audience tonight. Can we ask him questions on how this will
sure.
function?
Absolutely.
He may end up being a bidder on this. So no.
No.
That's a no.
Don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
okay.
So.
Cause let me just add the other location with the back of the leg front leg.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So the back of the boat, but not the stand.
So the back of the leg bar goes the business district on the Veterinary Atlantic and Dorset and the boardwalk. Yes. The boardwalk being like one quarter of the flat or one third of the banner. We're going to have a meeting. But
yeah.
Make sure
but this
done
is,
right. Yeah.
At least the discussion, we're moving this forward, and I think it's,
yeah.
You know, we want to do it quickly if we can get that there for this summer, if not.
I think that's probably a little ambitious, considering they'd have to get it out and then also
produce
them. You might be able to do, like, so that's why I think if we do it in a way that's a recurring seasonal thing.
Right.
So maybe if we break it down into the banners and the boats, as one type of bid, and then business districts as another.
All right.
It could be more longer term. It's just something that.
And then we will probably need some guidance on what we do with the streetscape area. If we can include that, or if that's a done deal.
Those are already ordered.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of their.
That was part of that.
Part of that design was that they would have banners. They're also very small. They're 12 by 24, 12 by 36. They really weren't kind of an odd size, I think.
Yeah. I think it had to do with the size of the pole that was going up.
Yeah.
The lighting.
Did they just have a Ventnor
design there? Yeah. Is
the downscale?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Kathy can probably look at some. I found this program was done in Sarasota. It's done in other beach towns. They have similar types of programs. So I'll send her some of the specs.
Yeah, I'm just going to make sure it's what you want, you all want, before we get the fit out.
My biggest concern was resolved when Mr. Kriebel shot out, you know, a little sketch of what it was going to look like, and that was happy with that. So that was my only concern, that we would have commercial banners up and down the boardwalk. This is something that's more, a little bit more sedate, and I like that.
I think it's actually
a
revenue, and it's also something I think could drive people to better business.
Right.
So you have a huge amount of people focusing on that boardwalk every weekend. And let them see our business.
Agreed.
We'll move forward with that. Okay. Tim, you weren't here when we discussed this last time, and then I shot out an idea that I had, and I think you were part of the email. You reached out to Chief Bergman. I wanted to designate something on the actual life bar stand for children to be able to identify where what beach they're on, very small children.
Right.
As a safety issue.
Right.
And
sort of like a logo for each street.
Yeah.
Like what would a child would relate to, whether
it be an animal or something. I'm on Turtle Beach.
Yeah.
Right.
Because as a parent can tell a child this is the beach. Where you are, because we all know that if a child starts wandering, they're 10 blocks down.
Right.
And everybody on the beach is in a panic.
Right.
I think it's just a it's a safety issue, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Lagram liked the idea.
Yeah.
Tim, you liked it, right?
Yes.
I reached out to Chief Bergman and asked him about it, and he liked the idea of, you know, like a turtle, a ball, a fish, better than a color. It's got to be an object in a very small percent. Not everybody can be the same color.
Right.
And I got the street end, or the street name, the Garden Beaches, from David. And we're ready to post something because one of you made a suggestion that you let the community vote, sort of vote, on what they want on the back of the lifeguard.
Right.
And so I think I sent it around to you just to make sure you're still cool with that, and we'll start doing it by street.
Right.
One street at a time, or all of them at once, we'll figure it out. It'll go on our Facebook.
It's got to be something that is easily identified.
When I say toddler,
a small child, and small children that are 3 years old, 3 years old do not recognize shapes yet, and they don't recognize, and it's like you said, colors. Well, it's got to be things like
11
pictures. Yeah.
It's almost like, you know what,
we might
like
get, you know, or get cat or book.
You get one of those, like first a first book for a child. There's pictures. They're the things that that all children identify the first. Whether it's a dog, a ball, there's certain objects.
You can't name a dog beach. You can't bring the dogs to the beach.
Yeah, you can't do dog beach.
And then GPS will be fine.
Right.
Heaven, right?
No, but you look at the first book of a child, of what they identify, and that's got to be what
the idea was to have is people that live here, come here, visit here, go to the beaches.
That may be difficult.
Give us ideas, and then
we can run it through like one cycle on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that.
But ultimately, you decide.
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea.
Right. I'm not talking about
family oriented. We are. No.
Something that a parent could say, this is the beach you're on.
Right. Because when you tell them, make sure you go to Sacramento Avenue, the kid doesn't necessarily understand.
Right. They can remember the dock.
The duck
beach. There you go. You don't want ducks
either
because
they're not. I like ducks. All
from the seals. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So we're good with that. You're okay with that because you weren't here. All right. We'll get it going.
All right.
So we're done with the discussion item?
Yes.
Okay. Next, a motion to open it to the public to come up and discuss anything that we've already discussed thus far. There will be a general public portion at the very end of the meeting. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to public.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone from the public like to get up on any of the items we discussed? No. Okay, I see none. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and go right into the regular portion of our meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I say something? I didn't understand. I do want to say something.
But you want to say something that we didn't discuss?
Correct.
So you have to wait to the end?
Very end.
Mr. Levita, okay? At the very end is the general public for you to talk about anything you want, okay? Okay. We do not have approval of minutes tonight. So our first public hearing is our 2019 municipal budget, and we have our auditor, Leon Costello, here to go through. You are on, Leon. Oh, do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on the 2019 municipal budget.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's now open to the public. Leon, do you want to present anything?
Real quick.
Leon will present to the public, and if you have any questions, this is the time you will discuss the budget.
Yes, it's been a while. Let's recap that, as you mentioned, tonight is the public hearing. And this budget contains an actual tax decrease of 0.2%. There's no program cuts. It provides for everything that you need. There's the cover sheet gives you all the summaries of last year to this year. As you can see, we're well under the levy cap. We could raise a lot more money if we wanted to. We're well under the spending cap. We could spend more if we wanted to. And our fund balance is in a really decent position. The second page of this shows that overall, we're probably looking at very close to a 5 cent tax decrease. The county is still an estimate. They're not done yet with their distribution of who's going to pay the county tax. They know what the amount is, but it has not been distributed. I tried to get that number today, but they've been advertising a little over a penny decrease. So I put that in for right now. I think yours will probably be more. So I think we will break 5 cents in total for a tax reduction.
Yeah. Just,
yeah.
What does that mean to our residents?
If it's a $50,000 house, then it would be $230 to a $3 decrease.
So for every $50,000 your home is worth?
I think it's 500.
Yeah,
$500. 5 times 5 is 25.
No, you said for every 50,000.
Oh, I'm sorry, 500,000, yeah. 500,000, okay.
So that's a $250 reduction.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you have a bunch of information behind it. It's line by line, just to show you what the changes were. We don't need to really rehash those again tonight. So with that, now is the time for the public to make any comments, and then we'll go through the rest of the procedure from that point.
Okay. Anyone from the public wants to ask anything on our budget? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing on the 2019 municipal budget.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Your next item is an amendment. Since the budget's been adopted, we have another piece of debt service we had included in the utility, and it's just a formality to add that as an item of expense, an item of revenue, and does not affect what we've already talked about.
Great. All right, so we'll do that one now. We have resolution, amending resolution 2019-154, resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending the 2019 municipal budget per what our auditor just stated, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do I have a motion to amend the resolution?
Motion to adopt resolution 2019-154.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Mason, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is resolution 2019-155, a resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, adopting the 2019 municipal budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolution 2019-155.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Roll call, Lisa, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes.
You are done.
You are done. Have a great weekend. Yeah, thank you, Leon.
Thanks.
Thanks.
See you.
Thanks, Leon.
Next, we have an ordinance introduction, ordinance 2019-013. An ordinance in the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending section 115, fees, fish and pier, regulation, code, regulations of the code of the City of Ventnor. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance.
I'm sorry,
2019-013.
Do I have a second to introduce the ordinance?
Second the motion to introduce.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have a public hearing, 2019-010, and that's on the ordinance of City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 214, Vehicles and Traffic. This is our speed limit, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-010.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Question.
No, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's open to the public if anyone would like to speak on this ordinance. I see none. Do I have a motion to close?
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Okay. Next is the ordinance adoption.
All in favor?
All in favor. I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, where are we at?
24. Ordinance adoption.
Yes.
Ordinance 10.
Thank you. Next is the ordinance adoption. You said ordinance 10. It's 11, right?
No, that's
10. Oh, see, I'm jumping. I'm moving the mouse too far. That's my problem. Okay, I'm so sorry. Ordinance 2019-010, an ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 214. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-010.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have a public hearing on ordinance supplementing Chapter 10 Code of the City of Ventnor regarding our municipal
Court. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-011.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone like to speak on this from the public?
Motion closed.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the adoption of ordinance 2019-011. That's an ordinance supplementing Chapter 10 of the Code of the City of Benton regarding the Municipal Court. Do I have a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-011.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have the public hearing on ordinance 2019-012, an ordinance amending Chapter 1 City of the Code. The City of Ventnor to prohibit smoking on the Ventnor beaches, the boardwalk, Ventnor-owned indoor public facilities, and recreation areas. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on 2019-012.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's now open to the public. If anyone would like to speak on this.
I have something close to that.
You got to wait.
I wait?
Yes. Okay? It's got to be specific to this. Okay. Do I have, I see no other. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the adoption of ordinance 2019-012, an ordinance amending Chapter 117 of the Code of the City of Ventnor to prohibit smoking the Ventnor beaches, boardwalk, Ventnor-owned indoor public facilities and recreation areas. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-012.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have a public comment section, but it's only for the resolutions that we're going to vote for by consent.
Motion to open public on resolutions only.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now open to the public on any of the resolutions we will be voting on. No, I think you gotta wait. Yeah, I don't know what you're here for, so I just wait. We're better off. We're safer that way. I know.
Bob's never coming
down. I'm sorry, Bob. Do I have a motion to close public
court? So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next we will vote on the resolution from to adopt resolutions 2019-156 through 2019-175 by consent. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolutions by consent 2019-156 through 175.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, I think we're going to do the word adoption and introduction in different colors for me because everything starts, all the letters start looking like everything starts going together on me. I'm sorry.
Make one a turtle, we'll make one a turtle.
There you go, I don't want a turtle.
Sorry, you open yourself up.
I know, it's a lot of reading and my eyes start.
I have to use the paper for the agenda.
Do you?
I do.
See.
I'll go through the discussion items here.
Okay.
And the actual.
So maybe I'll go back to the paper, I think it's easier, because this starts moving on me.
I need to check them off so I know where I am.
Okay, then I'm going back to that. Okay. That'll be my excuse tonight. Good enough. Okay, we have approval of bill and payroll, and our chief financial officer, Al, will you please give us those amounts?
Okay, for the bill list, a total of $541,549.71, mostly just normal bills, nothing, the next bill will be like we have Pitt County and the schools will be on that one. That's all the 15.
April, we have the pension.
Yeah, that last time.
Right.
This time, but it's not actually been right. And the payroll was $515,708.65. Nothing unusual there, just straight from the payroll.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated by our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Excuse me, do we have any announcements? I know we have the safety report, am I correct? No.
Safety report is up.
Oh, that's old. That was last week. Okay, so we don't have any other announcements or reports? No?
I have a quick comment. Did you get down? Are you on the commissioner report?
Yes, okay. So let me jump to that. Don't let me get more confused.
All right.
Okay, so we're good there. The next would be commissioner comments and reports. Commissioner Crevel?
Very briefly, I just wanted to update you too on a meeting I had with the county, Rhea, and Timmy there.
on the idea of bringing parklets to the city. It was, I thought, very well received by the county. I think they were in favor of looking at the next step and offered us and asked us to suggest a couple of locations. And I think that's what came out of the meeting, was that location is key. These parklets are not for any one restaurant or business to have ownership over. They're a way to bring the precious public spaces that we have and to grow them within our business district, and they've proven to bring more traffic and more people to their downtown. So it was very well received. So that's where we're at right now. We're going to get together and do a couple suggestions with Ed, maybe a schematic of where these might go. And we talked about bringing them in conjunction to bus stops and talking to New Jersey Transit that might help soften that part. But we have to be careful, and maybe we only start with one of these as a place to see how the public, to see how the public engages with it. They're on a public right of way on Denner Avenue, and not that I was trying to do a workaround, but if they were on a cross street and nearby Denner, they would be more of our discretion.
I'll dig it out. There was an article in a planning magazine, of course, maybe in the last 12 months, that showed them popping up in urban areas.
Yeah.
San Francisco, they're very popular.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has a few.
Yeah.
They've popped up there. And they're also portable.
Right.
It's the ones I saw were like almost like Legos.
Yeah.
They pop together and you can move them somewhere else. And for special events, you can do them in different places. So I think that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, I have to admit, this appeals to the industrial designer side. There's a company in Philadelphia that really nailed the design because they've done it. They're on their second generation of the product. So the first one they've kind of problem solved with, the second one in this generation of the product. And they are, some are hand built, but there are some that are more designed for flexibility. So you can put them on either side of the street, maybe right. Left and right. They can add accessories as you like, a high top bar with planters, and they have kind of bike racks. And they have the same aesthetic as our streetscape on a land gap.
That we're creating these at each of the corners in the streetscape. They're going to look like our boardwalk. A lot of you haven't seen this in the designs because not a lot of people came to this meeting.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to mirror the boardwalk. Yeah. I think these will be a little different.
But there's a similarity in the form language of the streetscapes and their products that are out there that can sort of help tie it together. And I think the nice thing, and what I was happy to hear that the county was interested, they had the reservation, and so did our attorney. But I think we can work through all that stuff on a trial basis. And then
for the public, we met the county because one of the locations proposed is Bentner Avenue, the part that the county owns, which is back doors at the front.
Right. They were very. They said, when in fact, who was the guy that said, order now, you have to work July.
That was Jerry.
He
said, order it now, get your paperwork in, we'll have it done by July.
Yeah.
Because they were saying July 2020, Jerry was saying July.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to go.
He was a great guy.
I actually ran into the planning director on our way back to Florida. It's past weekend. John was on his way back from Mexico.
Yep.
Yeah,
good.
All right.
You're okay?
I don't really have too much. We talked a lot about our workshop, so
we went
through it.
We're good. All right. So now, do I have a motion to open to the public? This is when you can come up and talk about anything. So
motion to open the public to Bob.
To Bob. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Bob, you just have to go to the mic. You have to say your full name and your address, and then we're all yours.
Okay. Bobby Lamita, I live at 510 North Burley Avenue. I had just heard today that, I guess you're supposed to, ordinance or whatever, that you're allowed Old Langland Beach. Is there a specific spot from the soft sand or where the hard sand is?
Really is no definitive spot. What we did is we just took it off of the ordinance as it was. Not stop you from doing anything on the beach. Everybody plays ball.
I'm sorry?
The ordinance as it was written, it's been in place probably for 50 years, was you weren't supposed to throw a frisbee, you couldn't really run, you couldn't do anything on the beach. So we just softened that a little bit. It's going to be common sense, right? You're going to throw the ball, if you're going to throw the ball, you're going to throw it in the water's edge, like guys do all the time anyway. They play the paddle ball, or back in the hot sand. I mean, that's...
I don't think we're trying to... I had reservations about it, too, because, and I think I'd like to talk about it a little bit more. We don't want people to say it's okay to play baseball in front, on people where they're sitting,
right,
on the water's edge and close to it. And I think we're saying...
When I go to the beach, if you see a group of kids, they go, if they're not in the hot sand way back where there's nobody, if they're at the water's edge, they position themselves far enough away from the lifeguard where you have no swimmers or people even going in and out because they got to be in front of lifeguards in. They position themselves away, so I've never seen an issue.
And the guards enforce that. The guards will tell them to move away from...
The guards don't do that.
The guards
I'm sitting on my beach chair. My wife is reading a book. I'm sleeping. I get hit with a ball in the head.
Hmm.
Okay?
Happens now.
What's that?
Happens now.
Well, that's what I'm addressing.
All right.
You passed an ordinance for ball playing. It ain't... My wife has a brain aneurysm with a dissection in her carotid artery. If she gets hit with a ball, she's dead right on the spot.
What I'm saying is that...
Well, let me finish. I listen to you. Let me finish. I got up and I went and argued with the guy. I had an argument with the guy. I shouldn't have to be arguing with the guy. It was a hard ball.
Right.
It wasn't a beach ball. It's okay. It was a hard ball. Now, what am I supposed to do if my wife gets hit? You've never seen throwing footballs? I did. The lifeguards don't say a word. Now, I got to keep moving. I'm going to get past the smoking. People light up cigarettes and cigars. I'm moving. Why do I have to keep moving? I live here. I pay taxes here. Why do I have to move when people are playing ball? I play. It's hard ball they were playing.
Understood.
Not a beach ball.
Yeah.
So, what happens if my wife gets hit with a ball? Do I sue you? My wife's dead.
Clear that the common sense should rule the day, and that we're not asking, we're saying, I think we're trying to clean up an ordinance, but we're not saying that it's okay,
right,
to play ball where people are sitting. And maybe what we could do to make it clear is to say that like Ocean City does, is that they say that it is closer, that ball playing is allowed closer to the dunes. Now, the issue of a hard ball and a bat, I mean,
I didn't say that.
Well, what?
They were catching.
They were playing catch.
They were catching. The ball hit the glove, and it bounced off.
I think we can have a conversation with Chief Bergman, and in that instance, when you see that close to you, if you tell the lifeguards will make them move away from where you're at.
The lifeguards don't do nothing.
Well, no, if you talk to the lifeguards, they will.
And that's a behavior that we can change here.
Yes, we can do that.
I can speak to it. I'm in the same place. On my beach, I feel uncomfortable when I see people playing football near me because I feel like I have to be aware that I'm not relaxing. Because something they might lose control and be near. So, but as in Ocean City, they say that the lifeguard has, at the discretion of the lifeguards and the police. And I think that's something that we can improve on here as part of this work and say that it is, and we can do it by trying to change that behavior within and saying and have those people reach out.
And Bob, you go to the same beach, right? You go to one beach all the time?
Yes.
Which beach do you go to?
Dorset Avenue.
Mm-hmm. And that's a busy beach, Dorset.
Right. Yeah, right. And that's
got all their heights there.
Pardon me?
They have all of Enter Heights,
going
into one beach, so that's...
But you said it was a man.
It was a man and his son.
Okay.
Other times, there's a group throwing the ball to each other, and then they play football. And the football's even worse.
Well, the reason I asked you a beach is because the same lifeguards are on the same beach, so that's why I asked you a beach. It should be across all our beaches, but... Knowing that there's a medical issue,
If she gets, she's dead on the spot.
I agree with you. I think there's an implied alignment, sort of where the seating area is, right, and where that kind of thing.
Yeah, listen, I'm not against anybody having fun. I'm 74 years old. I had fun all my life. It's just that I have a major concern.
My beach is quiet. and
please tell the life course, because you have to remember, their focus is towards the water, not back where the beach is.
So they might not understand
what's going on, but I'm sure if you told them, and Chief Bergen did explain to them, that they then intervene and make the people move away from where the people are sitting in their beach.
We also have the officers of the beach control that go back along that sand that can point.
I just don't want to walk around to the left. Look, you're playing ball again. I mean, I don't. It's like being a rat. It's like, what do I do? Every time somebody gets up to play ball, I got to go up to the lifeguard.
Right.
I mean, that should be part of their job too, to look around. I mean, I shouldn't have to go up to the lifeguard and say, "You're playing ball. Stop it." You know, if my wife ain't there, I don't care what they do. But
Commissioner Kriba, we'll get with our beach patrol chief, and even if you feel more comfortable, I'm sure Commissioner Kriba, you can meet the chief and get to know the lifeguards that are on your beach. When they know that you're there, it's no different than, God forbid, anybody with a certain medical issue. We can do it. You know how to get us by. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for sitting here the whole night.
Yeah, for that.
I'm sure. I'm sure you are. See ya. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public like to speak on anything? Yeah? Okay. Do I have a motion to close public comment section?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do we have an executive session tonight?
No, we do not.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Big second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.
7:55.